August 12, 1922. Value and Effects of Sacrifice. I felt oppressed and in pain, in such a way that only my sweet Jesus can know. He scrutinizes each fiber of my poor heart and sees all the intensity of my torment. Having compassion for me, on coming, he sustained me in his arms, telling me, "My daughter, courage. I am here for you. What do you fear? Have I perhaps failed you? And if you do not feel like moving the slightest from my will at any cost, much less do I feel like not being with you, and life of each act and pain of yours. Now, you must know that my will is most pure gold, and so that the thread of your will may become most pure gold, in such a way that, as the thread of your will is braided with mine, one would not be able to distinguish which one is yours and which one is mine. It takes only sacrifice and pains. Consuming the thread of your human will, they substitute it with a golden divine thread which, identifying itself with mine, forms one single thread, and braiding the whole great wheel of eternity, extends everywhere and finds itself in every place. But if my will is gold and yours is iron, you will remain behind, and mine will not lower itself to be braided with yours. If you take two objects of gold, though each one may have its own different shape, by melting them, you will be able to form one single object, and would no longer be able to distinguish the gold of one from that of the other. But if one object is of gold and the other of iron, one will not stick to the other, and it will be impossible to form one single object of gold. So, only sacrifice changes the nature of the human will. Sacrifice is burning fire that melts and consumes. Sacrifice is sacred and has the virtue of consecrating the divine will in the human. Sacrifice is grace, and with its skillful brush, it impresses the divine form and features. Here's the reason for the increasing of your pains. These are the final brush strokes which are needed in order to give the final extension and braiding of your will with mine. And I, my Jesus, all my pains, as painful as they are, such that they seem to annihilate me, do not oppress me, and if it pleases you, multiply them for me. But you know which one is the pain that torments me. For that one alone, I implore your compassion, for it seems that I cannot go on any more. Oh, please, for pity's sake, help me and free me, if it pleases you. And Jesus, my daughter, in this pain also, I will be with you. I will be your help. I will give you my strength in order to bear it. I could make you content, but it would not be the course for me to do that. A work so high, a mission so sublime and unique, calling you to live life in my will. It would sound odd to me if I did not make it pass through the organ of my church. Besides, it was with my will and with the intervention of obedience to a minister of mine that you were placed in this state. If he does not feel like continuing, he can give you the obedience, so that, as you would do it to obey, there would still be perfect accord between you and me. In fact, if you did it on your own, of your own will, not only would we not remain in accord, but you would remain disfigured. However, they must know that the world is currently on a stake. And if they don't want me to raise its flames higher and burn everything to ashes, then they should do what I want. I remain terrified and more afflicted than before, but ready to do his most holy will, not mine.